is Wild Wild Life extended version off of the True Stories LP. Actually, this is off of a 12-inch single, so not really. Anyways, 86 million adults in America have prediabetes. In other words, 1 in 3 adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But the good news is that prediabetes can be reversed. And even if you're busy, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. There's no excuse. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take the short online test. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Enjoy. This is Record Roulette on WRCT Pittsburgh. We got one song left for this hour. Is Not At Home by Green. Thanks for listening in on Record Roulette. Hope to see you next week, Fridays, 4 to 5 p.m., where we just play vinyl from the record library. Gonna switch to automation soon, but I believe Zombo's coming on. Moxter's coming on at 9 tonight, if you wanna stay tuned for that. But our automation's pretty good, too.
For the Sheepdogs. So I hope you enjoy these, and we'll be back next weekend with a brand new Breakfast for Dinner show. Enjoy.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, guess what? We just hit the top of the hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. We're going into the fourth hour of the Viva La Mock radio program. You know what that means. It's time to get into the mock. It is. Before I get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Yeah, Attic Records, they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. It's Attic Records in Millvale. You can reach them at 412-821-8484. But would you believe it was on this very day, Mary Poppins made its film debut back in 1964. So we are celebrating the music of Mary Poppins and just Mary Poppins herself with a song, a set of, I don't know what it is, like eight songs that we call the mock. So Mary Poppins is going under the mock light tonight, and we're going to start things off from his It Feels So Good When I Stop album, and Joe Pernice.
Jim Jiminy, Jim Jiminy, Jim Jim Cherry, a sweep is as lucky can be. Jim Jiminy, Jim Jiminy, Chim chim chiroo, good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you. Oh, blow me a kiss, and that's lucky too. Now as the ladder of life has been strung,
things would derange. Kevin just didn't have that.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Don't rest your head. Don't lie down upon your bed while the moon drifts in the skies. Stay awake. Don't close your eyes. Is fast asleep, though your pillow's soft and deep, you're not sleepy as you seem. Stay.
Please go to Santa, go, go, go. 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 every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feather in his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. That fence the nectar from the flowers to the comb. Never tire of a buzzing to and fro, no. Because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence they find their task is not a grind. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. Yeah, yeah.
Larry Connick Jr. wrapping up Mary Poppins Mock. Yes, Mary Poppins was released in the theaters in Los Angeles on this day back in 1964. So why not do a Mary Poppins Mock? Didn't notice each and every other song was from Mary Poppins, and then the other songs in between mentioned Mary Poppins. That's how it worked. That was the mock. That Harry Connick Jr., yeah, that was him doing his own New Orleans-style jazz version of Spoonful of Sugar. What else was in that set of music? Well, before the Harry Connick Jr., some Circle Jerks went back to Oddities for their song Career Day, because that name dropped Mary Poppins. Vandals in there. Vandals doing their version of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. A title and a song I can barely say once. Try saying it twice fast, or three times, or sing it like the Vandals did very well. Also played the Wombats in there. Wombats doing Lost in the Post. Suzanne Vega giving us her version of Stay Awake. Weezer went back to the Black Album from Weezer for Too Many Thoughts in My Head. Again, more Mary Poppins name dropping. Garth Hudson gave us that instrumental version of the song Feed the Birds. Pulled that off of a soundtrack or a compilation, actually, called Stay Awake, which was various interpretations of Disney, vintage Disney films that came out back in the late 80s. I'm just mentioning it because, A, it's a fun compilation. You've got the Replacements, Los Lobos. You've got Bill Frisell on it. You even have Ringo Starr. So it's a diverse mix produced by Hal Wilner. Now, I mention this because we lost Hal a year ago, and I believe we did lose him to COVID, but he put that compilation together, and I just, you know, we're playing it for you, Hal. We are playing it for you, the listener, as well. Before the Garth Hudson, how about some Vic Chestnut, the late Vic Chestnut? Old Hotel off of his Salesman and Bernadette release, and start off the entire set with Joe Pernice. Joe Pernice doing his version of Chim Chim Tree. So that was a Mary Poppins mock. If you have a suggestion for a mock, drop me an email. If you have a suggestion for a song, drop me an email. My email address is wrctrequest@gmail.com. You know, we've got about 27 and a half minutes before we get to the top of the hour and the program ends, so I'm going to cram in. I'm not sure it's a bunch of songs because there's a lot of long songs I want to play, but I have a very special feature for the last half hour of this program, because we've moved into the next day. The next day marks the anniversary of, I'll tell you right after this.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
So you're asking yourself, Mockster, what is this anniversary you are speaking of? I'm actually speaking of the anniversary of the birth of Leon Theremin. He was a Russian-Soviet electronic musical instruments inventor. He was born in St. Petersburg, Russia, back in 1896 on this day. He passed away at the age of 97 years old back in 1993. So I am honoring Leon Theremin by taking the very next 30 minutes of this program on the anniversary of his birth to play songs that all feature a theremin. That's what I'm doing. And why not start with a classic that probably put the theremin on the map?
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
smile. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me excitations.
Thank you. so kind.
Flaming Lips. Flaming Lips from the Soft Bulletin album, wrapping up that set of music, which all featured one instrument. Well, it featured a whole bunch of instruments, and they probably all had guitars and all the good like stuff like that and drums. But I'm saying they all featured the theremin. Yeah, the theremin. Leon Theremin, born on this day in 1896, the inventor of the theremin. So I played a bunch of tracks for you that all featured the theremin. Gomez before that, Shot Shot was the name of the track. Went back. Yeah, people were like, Moxter, Moxter, where's your tribute to Charlie Watts? And I'm like, well, I did play a small Stones tribute a few hours ago, which included like a Stones cover, even an official cover. But I hadn't played a Stones song. There was my Stones song. Yeah, I played Please Go Home featuring the theremin on that track. Pixies in there gave us Valoria. Also some Polyphonic Spree with Light and Day. Reach for the Sun from the beginning stages of album. And started things off with the Beach Boys. Yeah, you're thinking, you know, Moxter, I guess I have heard the theremin in songs, and I just didn't know what it was. So I wanted to pay tribute to Leon Theremin in the anniversary of his birth. Hey, you know what I should tell you? Well, I've still got about a minute and a half. Well, I got about 5 minutes, but I have one more song for you. And then my night's over. Then my day's over. Then my show is over. That's what's over. I knew something was over. I'm over. Got to remind you that the Westmoreland Cleanways and Recycling, located about 40 minutes outside of Pittsburgh in Greensburg, has received a grant to expand its facility to process any and all types of foam mark number 6. That's clean plates, bowls, clamshells, egg cartons, trays, even that block protective packaging foam that you get when you buy like electronics and furniture, that's included. The grant has been made possible through the Foam Recycling Coalition. You can bring your foam to the drop-off center at 355 Pleasant Unity Mutual Road out in Greensburg. For more information, 724-879-4020 or visit westmorelandcleanways.org. Yeah, I got a couple more things to tell you, and then I've got this last song to get to you. A couple more things. For example, the American Red Cross wants you and your family to be prepared for an emergency. You can download any of their free mobile apps and have critical information on what to do in an emergency right there in the palm of your hand. The apps include first aid, hurricane, earthquake, tornado, and wildfire. Find them by searching Red Cross in the Apple, iTunes, or Google Play stores. This message brought to you by the American Red Cross and your good friends here at WRCT. I got one more song in my theremin set because I was like, you know, Moxter, you'd be remiss if you did not include one of the many bands that feature a theremin. And you're like, many bands? Lots of bands. Lots of Pittsburgh bands, I should say. So let's go to Pittsburgh's own Gothies and their take on Daily Nightly. My last song of the night. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Sometimes Everybody, it's Charlotte. So for my show for Pandemonium, which is airing right now on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM, I will be doing a little story time, because I'm assuming that most people who are listening to WRCT right now, whether that's one person or five people, I'm just assuming that they're mostly adults, and adults without children, and usually adults without children don't read stories enough. And stories are really important, and I don't have anything really meaningful or important to say myself. So just join me for 30 minutes of nice stories. I've got this book called Tales of the Unexpected by Roald Dahl. Maybe I'll read a few stories out of this. Maybe read some essays later. We'll see where this day takes us. But yeah, I hope you enjoy. So I lied. I'm not going to read anything from Tales of the Unexpected. I already recorded one of the stories, but I just wasn't really into it. It wasn't very interesting. And in the fast-paced world of radio, you know, you have to have something really exciting. So I want to read to you some stories from this book we read in my extreme ethnography class at Carnegie Mellon. It's called Ordinary Affect by Kathleen Stewart, and it's basically a collection of vignettes that the author, Stewart, has written, and they are about everyday life and the unexpected. And anyways, I'm just going to read to you some of these stories. So this one is called First Date. She stops in at a cafe on a town square in Ohio. Two middle-aged people sit awkwardly together at the next table. A thin, blonde, carefully tanned woman is having a grapefruit while the heavy-set, pasty man is eating biscuits and gravy. It's an odd scene, clearly their first meeting. The woman is talking about her workout schedule and what she eats. She says she's not obsessive about it, but she likes to keep her body in shape. She pulls out bottles of vitamins and herbal supplements. I take two of these when I wake up. These are with meals. These in the afternoon. These are good for energy if I feel a little low. She takes out lotion and rubs them into her skin. He maintains a careful look of interest, but things don't seem to be going well for him. A few minutes later, she hears the grapefruit woman say to the biscuit man, "Of course, you'd have to lose 30 pounds." He's nodding. "Of course, oh, yes." He's looking down at his biscuits and gravy. His eyes wander around the table at a level well below the range of possible eye contact. Then he lowers his head over his plate and eats. She wonders how these two people found each other. This is before internet dating, so maybe they used personal ads in the local newspaper. Maybe they were the only two single, middle-aged people in the county. Whatever it was an experiment, just to see what would happen. And things were happening, all right, even though it was not so happening. Color theory. Face-to-face interactions and common encounters jump in a quick relay to floating sensibilities and the conditions of connection that link us. In Las Vegas in the late 1980s, a post office outpost shares an ad hoc storefront with a flower shop and a gift shop sparsely filled with eclectic, inexpensive ceramics. At noon, when the post office and store are closed for lunch, a color therapy group sometimes uses the space. In one meeting, a dozen people sit in a circle on gray metal folding chairs. One man is talking about a relationship problem that has something to do with the fact that he's a magenta. The people in the group respond with intricate discussions of the shades of color and color combinations that connect different personal energies and styles. Then a young woman begins to talk about a problem at work that stems from her being a yellow. Now alternative health practitioners and mystics advertise color therapy on the web. They used colored gemstones, candles, wands, prisms, light bulbs, water, fabric, bath treatments, and eyewear to balance the body's energy and stimulate healing. Each color has a vibrational frequency. Warm colors are stimulating, cool colors are calming, and a strong attraction to certain colors might signal a particular imbalance. You can play a game with color codes if you want to. Red is active, daring, passionate, and optimistic. Red people are courageous, confident, humanistic, strong-willed, spontaneous, honest, and extroverted. Purple is grand, idealistic, and sensitive, but may lack self-criticism and maturity. Purple people make good, inspirational leaders. They are kindly and just, humanitarian, self-sacrificing, visionary, creative, and strong mentally. Magenta is less aggressive and more spiritual than red, and also more practical than purple. Yellow is intellectual and communicative. Yellow people are good-humored,